Hello, and welcome to day one of the course Mindful Use of Social Media. Today we will discuss the underlying mechanisms of why we relate to social media as we do. To immediately dive into it, I need to address the elephant in the room. This may be a bit confronting, but please hear me out. The thing is, social media are addictive. You are addicted. I am addicted. Almost everyone we know is addicted to social media. Let me explain in more detail. Firstly, I see mental health problems not so much as being either present or not present. I see things more on a continuum. To focus on addiction, I would suggest we can all be placed on a scale of 0 to 100. Obviously, there's a tipping point when the problem crosses a certain boundary. In psychology and psychiatry, this point is marked as that moment when a person can no longer function as they did before. In the case of, for example, an alcohol addiction, this happened when a person loses their job, their partner or friends, or even their house. When life is impacted in this manner, one may get an official diagnosis of addiction and may receive highly specialized treatment. Obviously, most of us will not reach this point as a consequence of our social media behavior. But it's also immediately evident that there's an enormous gray area between 1, a person who's fully in control of their social media use, and 2, a person who can no longer function because of their social media use. Secondly, when we admit to ourselves, we show some addictive tendencies when it comes to social media. We honestly appraise our situation, creating a motivation and an opportunity to start working on changes we would like to see. To ease the pain further, like all addictive substances, social media have been designed to capture your attention for as long and as frequently as possible. Why the developers of social media are interested in this is a story in itself. I found the documentary The Social Dilemma helpful in that regard. I will focus more on things that are in my area of expertise. For today, that means I would like to talk a little bit about the mechanisms of addictions. Before I get started though, I would like you to consider where you are on that scale of 0 to 100, where 0 means you function completely independently of social media. You access social media only when you make a conscious decision to do so, and it does not impact on your mood. Above, say, 80 would be labeled addicted. Your daily life suffers greatly as a consequence of your social media use. And let's say that a score of around 40 means that social media has some influence on your life. You may lose yourself scrolling down timelines frequently, or you notice that your mood changes. Please establish where you feel you are in this moment on this particular scale. I do suggest that you be as honest as you can. As I mentioned before, it will enable you to get to work and start changing things. I do assume that you have joined this course because you would like to make some changes. At this point, you may feel somewhat embarrassed about how you currently relate to social media, but that's fine. I encourage you not to deny or ignore this feeling, but to see it as a beautiful and helpful communication tool that says, I am not happy with how I'm doing this right now. You have a choice to share with someone else how you feel. You may choose to have a buddy who may join you in this journey, and that can be of great support. However, everyone's different. Maybe you would like to do this alone. Maybe you are just not ready to share at these early stages, and that is fine too. In this course, we will work together to improve your situation. To a point that meets your wishes. As mentioned before, this will be different for everyone. I do hope that during this course you will find out what you would like to work towards and how you can do this. At the end of each day, I will set you a challenge for the next 24 hours until you will listen to the next day of the course. Sometimes this may be way out of your comfort zone, but please give it a try. The most important thing is to observe yourself. How do you respond to the challenges? What do you feel and think in response when you cannot persevere one day? This is important information. The challenges are also meant to present you with possible options of things you can change to make a start. A final note, I highly recommend small stepwise changes in this process. When we try to change everything all at the same time, it is highly likely that we pretty soon revert to our old behavior. You may compare this to the process of dieting. A crash diet may have a huge impact during the first week. You could lose up to 5 kilos. But after 2 months, you are back to your old weight. Many people actually gain a bit more after a crash diet. It was too much, too fast. Healthy weight loss means shedding half a kilo to a kilo a week. That may sound trivial, but at the end of the year you will have lost 6 to 12 kilos. And most likely this is a lasting change because you implemented lifestyle changes. Not some radical strict routine, just small changes that add up and are sustainable. This is a good way to reach your intended weight loss. And in our case, to reach our intended behavior towards social media. I follow the knowledge, attitude and behavior model from social psychology. Through increasing our knowledge and changing our attitudes, we may be able to change our behavior. Hence, we are starting today by increasing our knowledge about addiction. Social media activate the same neural pathways in our brains as slot machines and cocaine do. Neural pathways can be seen as automatic responses in our brains. When talking about addiction, the pathway of I want more is activated, amongst others. And what you crave is a shot of dopamine. This is a neurotransmitter that is released into our brains and gives us a feeling of euphoria and bliss. It is also called the feel-good hormone. Our brains excrete dopamine when we feel we receive a reward. In relation to social media, this may be a message, a like, a smiley, a wow, or another compliment. Every time you read a positive affirmation, your brain releases dopamine and you feel happy for a brief moment. If you read all the positive feedback at the same time, your brain will not necessarily excrete more dopamine. However, if you would check very often and see every positive comment separately, your brain will respond every single time by releasing dopamine. So this loop stimulates you to check frequently and keep getting your shots of happiness. This may sound harmless and actually quite pleasant. However, this feeling of happiness is just fleeting. When the dopamine wears off, you will return to your previous mood. So although your overall mood does not improve, you may find yourself checking social media all the time to satisfy your brain's craving for that little boost. The more often you look, the more likely it is that there will not be any feedback at all, which will result in the opposite feeling of what you were after. You will feel disappointed. And it gets worse. I have read that some social media deliberately hold back feedback. I think we all expect responses on IG to be instant, because we all know how people's timelines fill up quickly. However, in a blog on the Harvard University website, I read that IG will not instantly publish all responses. They will hold back a couple of likes. A trick to take back control is to start picking specific moments that you will check responses to your feeds and stories. For example, 2 or 3 times a day. This leads into the challenge for today. Challenge number 1. After you have shared something on IG, FB, TikTok, or wherever, you will take an interval of at least 2 hours before checking back in to see if people have responded. And after that initial check, you keep using a 2-hour interval period until you can come back again. If you would like a bigger challenge, make the interval 4 hours. Phrased differently, in the next 24 hours until you listen to day 2 of this course, you will check between 6 and 12 times. That still sounds like a lot, doesn't it? If, for whatever reason, this is not going as well as you were hoping, just start observing and counting how often you do check, or how often you want to check. And please do not judge yourself. The last thing I want is for you to feel like you're failing. The purpose is to start mapping your current behavior, as well as your action tendencies and habits in relation to social media. Once you know what you are doing, and if and how far this is removed from what you would like to be doing, you will have a starting point for change. I look forward to seeing you on day 2, where we will talk about the social aspect of social media.